Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, welcome to this week's episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Cass. Hayden's here.
Hello.
And we're joined by Dave Warnocky.
Hello.
Great to be here.
Thank you for having us, Dave.
Yeah, you thanks are, for having us in
so
our well, studio.
You're so welcome.
On our show.
You're absolutely welcome.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure.
I thought I'd do a good job.
You got most of the way there. It was pretty good.
And today we're talking shopping carts.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yes. I don't know if really a ding, 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 ding is a shopping cart sound.
I don't know. I'm thinking Price is Right came to mind.
Yeah.
Do you reckon we should put a bell on shopping carts?
That's actually a good idea. I'm surprised that hasn't happened before.
I think that they should definitely have, like, indicators, turn signals.
Or just something going on.
People are often running. You know, you're like, oh, sorry, where are you going?
I don't know what they're doing.
You're like, mate, where are you going with that?
Yeah. Mm. But then no one would ever indicate and you get annoyed.
Yeah, for
maybe,
sure.
Maybe if it's chaos on the roads. You know, it's like in, like, Vietnam or something where there's seemingly no road rules, but everyone's fine and everyone sort of gets through it.
They just get it.
And because it's so chaotic, you have to be fully aware at all times.
Yeah.
And you just find a way. And you're slithering in and you're slithering out.
There's, like, no time to get angry, is there?
It just works, you know? So maybe if we put in strict rules and indicators and stuff, maybe that would be a disaster.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe we should get rid of indicators from cars.
I agree.
Yeah, just stop them.
I've talked myself into it. No more road rules. No more left side of the road, right side of the road. Just figure it out on the day.
You can't get mad at someone breaking a rule if there are no rules.
Exactly. Yeah. Road rage would be at an all-time low.
Yeah. You'd just be driving around like, he wanted it more.
Yeah.
She wanted it more. And then, like, one day you'll want it more and people will have to cop it.
Yeah, they'll go, they wanted it more.
Yeah. Mm.
Can't get mad about the rules if there are no rules. As people always say, like, one of the benefits of legalizing all drugs is that crime rates would go down. I'm like, that sort of doesn't make any sense. Like, it does, but that's not, you could say you could legalize murder and crime rates would go down because it's not a crime anymore. Like, that's not really a benefit.
Right.
Like, hey, I'm pro legalizing all drugs. Don't get me wrong, but that's a weird argument. It's weird. It's like, hey, if we made something legal, this thing would not be illegal anymore. It's like, yeah, no, we know. That's like, no, duh. I don't know. It always annoyed me about all of the very highbrow conversations I have about we should legalize all drugs. Shopping carts is today's topic.
I once found myself in such a shopping cart conundrum.
Please tell us
more. Well, do tell.
Ooh, I once summer.
One summer? Okay.
Yeah,
it's like a movie.
One summer.
I was in a shopping cart conundrum.
You know how you have different groups of friends? So
no,
no. I wish.
I hang out with my sister and that's it.
So I had my brother group and my not brother group.
What?
What the hell? I'm sorry you had to find out this way.
I'm sorry, Hayden, you're actually not in either of these stories. So one time I was with one friend and she was like, hey, I've just moved into my new local area and I want to get involved in the community. And I've just found out that the local shopping center is offering a prize if you report where the shopping trolleys are so they can come and collect them.
Oh, right, because people take them.
Yeah, and they just ditch them. So they're offering a prize if you can report where it is. So at the end of the month, everyone does a big draw. And so she was like, oh, if you see any shopping trolleys, let me know. And so when we were walking together, we'd go out, look for shopping trolleys, and she'd report them in the hopes of winning this prize.
Yeah.
And then I'd go hang out with my other group of friends who was like, hey, we're trying to steal as many shopping trolleys as we can.
That's what I was going to say. And then you report them and you get into a prize.
Oh, no. As in stealing them. So, like, taking them off the street and thieving them.
Yeah, sure. Is it thieving if it's on the street already? I feel like it's already been stolen and ditched, and then you're maybe re-rescuing it.
Yeah, you're rehoming it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think...
Like, you're not stealing a dog when you re-adopt the dog, huh? Are you?
No, it's. But I think if you take one from a backyard, to take stolen property, it's like how you can be charged if you buy something that you know is stolen.
Yeah,
but what were the second group of friends? What was the plan for this?
They were going to make a barbecue.
A barbecue out of the trolley.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was? So I understand the grill is probably sorted.
Yeah.
How are you building the rest of the barbecue?
So, the thing was, if we stole 10 trolleys for this person, they would give us a free barbecue. Because
made
they
of
were,
the shopping trolleys?
Yeah, I mean, made from other things as well, but they were using parts of the shopping trolleys to make barbecues, and they said, if you steal 10, I'm giving you a free barbecue.
Both of these groups of friends are playing for a prize.
They want prize. They want stuff. Very materialistic.
Yeah,
I like it.
I was playing both sides. Yes. Anytime I'd see a trolley, it depends who I was with. If I wasn't with anyone, that trolley lives another day.
Yeah.
It can stay where it lays.
Well, they've started doing that thing where they put like a boot on it, and they have like a tracker. Have you seen these things where they have on the wheels of one of the front wheels of the shopping trolley, and if it gets too far away from the store, it just locks up and then you can't move it at all.
And then you can't take it back.
Well, yeah, maybe, I don't know.
You can.
Maybe it unlocks if it's back.
The closer you get, it starts unlocking.
Maybe, yeah, I don't know.
They work differently, but some of them are, they're like a little electric magnet powered thing. So some of them, an employee can come out and unlock it with like a remote control.
Makes sense, yep.
But some of the way that some of them lock is that there's a wire that runs underneath the perimeter.
Just by the way, that would be a very fun remote to have in the shopping center.
Just like locking it up.
Yeah, just people walking with a full cart and just locking up. Just, fuck.
Yeah, you're seeing like a kid mucking around an aisle eight, like running with it. You're like,
faceplant for you. Thank you.
Well, that's one of the concerns that's been reported about these like wire trip things is if you're moving a shopping trolley quite quickly and then the wheel locks up really suddenly, that's quite dangerous.
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah.
A way to get around it for some of them, because some of them are like remotes and some of them are magnet powered, you just lift the trolley over the perimeter so the wheel doesn't roll over the magnet that sets it off.
Oh, so if you get enough people just to, like, it hovers over the top.
Yeah, you have to physically lift it over the magnet.
But how do you find where the magnet is?
Because it usually, well...
Wouldn't it be, like, somewhere in the car park?
Yeah, you
like, it wouldn't be in the doors.
Yeah, you know how it'll say, like, past this point, wheels will lock?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just got to carry it for a bit.
Yeah, okay. Sort of defeats the purpose of a shopping trolley, but, I guess you could...
if you're trying to steal trolleys.
You take all the stuff out of it, put that over the line first, and then carry the trolley over, then refill your trolley.
Yeah. It's hard work, but Yeah, I'm into it. I remember when I was a kid, I always wanted a shopping trolley real bad. I don't know why. I had zero plans. There was no motivation. I was like, would see shopping trolleys on the ground all the time and be like, God, it'd be cool to have one of them. And then I'm like, I had a plan. When we got driving past one, I'll tell Dad to pull over. We'll put it in the back of the car. He had a big car. Bang, shopping trolley achieved. And then summon up the courage. I'm like, Dad, when I tell you to pull over, let's pull over. And he's like, what? I'm like, just trust me. And he's like, no, what? What are you doing? And I'm like, I want to steal a shopping trolley.
This is not going how I thought it would. Yeah. I thought I'd tell you to pull over and you would immediately pull over without any questions.
He's like, okie dokie, son.
Of course, we're going on an adventure.
And then he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I just wanted to get a shopping trolley. He's like, what are you going to do with a shopping trolley? Well, I don't know.
I didn't think you'd have any follow-up questions.
I want one.
Didn't work.
Didn't do
the
it.
Plan did not go
he just
ahead.
Kept driving.
He went, no. And I went, oh, shit. That's probably fair enough.
You could steal your own trolley now.
Yeah. Do you feel like
you heal your inner child?
You're right. I mean, but still, what am I going to do with a shopping trolley? I don't have
but
to know how to turn
child.
It into a barbecue.
Apparently you can turn it into a barbecue, yeah.
Well, I mean, my method would be I've got a fire pit in the backyard. I could just put the shopping trolley on top of the
over
fire
the top,
pit and use it as a grill. But I own grills, so...
Yeah, can you grill over the fire pit?
Yeah, we've done it before.
But how do you have to, like, carry the food to go over the top? This, you can wheel it over the top.
That's true!
I don't know, 80 kilos of barbecue goods if you want. Yeah. You load it over the kitchen, you wheel it out.
Barbecue goods.
But you can
get a little ramp, sit it over.
Exactly, no normal tray can handle that.
That's a good idea.
Oh, then you've got, like, two levels as well.
Two levels.
Okay, let's say you put it on you put a couple of bricks underneath.
Of the what? Of the shopping trolley? Okay.
So shopping
like chucking it up like a truck?
Yeah, so shopping trolley on its side, two bricks underneath.
On its side?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So you wheel it out normal and then just flip it.
Two bricks underneath. So you've got a close flame grill one, and then you've got like a smoking oven.
Oh, that's good, actually. And what are you doing with the baby seat?
It'll melt.
popping it out and using it as a cheese board.
No, it'll turn into delicious smoke for the top layer.
Yeah, exactly.
All the straps and like the advertising and the plastics and stuff. Yummy.
Oh, I was doing facts for shopping trolleys. I wanted to tell you something cool I found out about shopping trolleys.
Please do.
Also, I was looking up theft prevention. They cost like $75 and up per trolley. The really fancy ones are like $300-$400. And that's US.
Wow.
That's why they're offering prizes for it. But they're ripping you off because they're saving a lot of money by giving you a little prize.
They should just hire someone to come out like a shopping detective, you know, a trolley detective.
Because
that was, you know, if you get three trolleys back a day, that's $300. You pay the shopping detective what? $120? You're it. You're
for
up.
For a day
of detecting. Yeah.
Give him a big car. Give him a little boy's dream.
Yeah.
Pull over. Why?
I remember there used to be an ad on TV. I have no memory of what it was for, so it didn't really work. But the ad was like a bunch of fake jobs, and one of the fake jobs was like trolley technician, and he had like a little shed in a car park, and he would just like do repairs on the trolley
and have them
up on like, you know, those things, those mechanic things that go like a boom lifty thing. I had the trolley up.
This is really
the And I was like, man, cool job. You know, trolley. I was like pretty into it. I could have been, I think I liked mostly the little shed.
You go to the careers day and that's you like, I want to do that guy.
I want to be a shopping trolley technician, you know, greasing some wheels.
Yeah.
Reattaching baby seats after they've been turned to smoke. Yeah, brushing all the char off the grills. Did you have?
Oh, yes, I did. I was looking up the different kinds of trolleys, and I think I found my favorite kind of trolley.
Okay.
The healthy trolley. That's not what it's called. But in 2004, Tesco came out with shopping trolleys that had user-adjustable wheel resistance, and they also had a heart rate monitor and calorie counting in it. So as you were pushing it, you could like turn up the resistance on the trolley and like get a little workout as you went to the shops.
Right. I was thinking like before I realized it was a fitness thing, like adjusting your resistance in case you were too strong for normal trolleys. Yeah, it's like, oh, I just can't control it. I'm just too tough. It just goes flying every time I touch it. But that makes sense. Yeah, right. Does that still, is that?
No, they're not doing that.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seems like a thing they do once.
Yeah, they made one.
Gimmick.
For the ad.
Yeah.
Come
in and try them. And the little asterisk being like, it's not in all stores. Yeah. It's not in any store.
It is very funny that this was like a health conscious initiative. They were doing it in conjunction when they were doing like a cancer awareness thing as well. They were doing a fundraiser. If you look at the history of trolleys, like this happened in 2004, and then underneath, also in 2004, shopping carts were identified as a source of pathogens and became a major public health concern.
What? Oh, pathogens. Yeah, right. I thought I was confusing that because you said cancer before with like carcinogens. And I was like, how would a shopping trolley give you cancer?
Yeah, well, if you're barbecuing
the
seat,
sure it's not good for you.
Pathogens makes lots of sense.
Is that because they're just full of germs?
Oh, yeah.
Because everyone touches them, everyone sneezes. I mean, everyone knows how gross hands are now.
Bad news for the grill.
Yeah.
But no, I think if you cook it, maybe that's the bad bit about having your raw meat touching the dirty grill. Because you have to get it a nice, you have to burn off all the pathogens first and then you put the meat in.
Is this like, but maybe it's that thing like your hands are worse than the toilet seat.
My hands?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Dave Warnicki's hands are worse than our toilet seat.
Yeah. So what's...
So maybe the handle, like maybe the grill's cleaner. You know how they're like a dog's mouth is cleaner than your hand or whatever?
Yeah.
And we start washing our hands in the dog's mouth.
Yeah.
Licking them dry. Yeah. Licking them dry.
Takes
ages.
Keep licking, boy.
That is crazy that, you know, like if I've got an ice cream and it's melting and I've got a wet mess, I can lick it up to dry it. But if my hand is dry, I could lick it and it would become wet.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
It's good to have options.
This is blowing my mind. Oh, my God. But if you lick up ice cream in your hand, your hand's still wet.
But it's less wet.
It's less wet.
I had an ice cream the other day. I dropped a choc top and then the end snapped off.
No.
It was leaking all over me.
Is this in a dark cinema?
Yeah, it was in a dark cinema. I didn't know it was leaking onto my jacket for a while. And then I was like, why do I feel wet?
Oh, no.
Wait, which bit cracked?
The tip, the bottom.
I thought, aren't they filled with chocolate so that it doesn't happen? Or is that not a thing?
I got a cinema made one. I didn't get.
I feel like they. Yeah, maybe they're not.
They didn't do it.
No.
I feel like that's a, yeah, that's one of the most genius uses of chocolate of all time, right? Filling,
like a little stopper.
Filling the tip because it's like a cork. And also, it's tasty.
It's tasty. You use it at the end, you just get this cone. It's so boring.
Yeah, they turn their weakest point into the best-selling part of it. Little chalky treat at the end of your ice cream.
Yes.
A little dessert for your dessert.
Yeah. Cass didn't get that. What was the movie?
The Banshees of Inisherin.
Okay, I don't know that movie. Was it good?
No, either.
Oh, it's great. I loved it.
Are you like me, a big old fantasy nerd who maybe dabbled in Magic the Gathering in high school, but then had to stop playing it because it ruined the friendship when one of you played the Slivers deck and your good friend Steve, who you no longer talk to, had a bad time? Or maybe you saw Lord of the Rings and thought to yourself, I can't wait to get more fantasy films and shows. They can only keep getting better. And then we got two horrible seasons of the Shannara Chronicles and Warcraft the film. Or you picked up the Dungeons & Dragons player handbook, flicked through it, and were filled with hope and excitement that your friendship group could come together on a regular basis to play a game of imaginations, but oh no, you and all your friends are scum, and you could barely organise a piss-up in a brewery. But don't worry, you can live vicariously through us where we play Dungeons & Dragons on a podcast called D&D's for Nerds. Form parasocial relationships not just with us, but the characters we play. Become overly attached to a fictional wizard who is bad at magic, or a fictional rogue who is bad at magic, or a fictional warrior who, coincidentally, is also bad at magic. Basically, we don't understand how magic works, and that is filtered through literally every character we play. Each campaign is standalone, but long-time listeners will find themselves following a greater story set over centuries. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. It's never been a better time to be a big old fantasy nerd.
Would you like to hear the history of shopping carts?
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, my phone is dead, so I'm going to freeball it.
Here we go.
Freestyle the history, right? I'm pretty sure I remember it. So... no, it was a Humpty Dumpty shopping or grocery store. It was a chain, and a guy whose last name, I forget his first name, but his name's Goldman. Or maybe Goldstein. I forgot.
He's a gold guy.
I think Goldman. Boy. I think Goldman. And basically, he invented the shopping trolley. He had a few methods. So basically, he owned Humpty Dumpties. The first thing they started doing was when customers had like a big, heavy trolley. They'd like take the trolley and keep it behind the counter for them. And then that was not very effective. So he dreamed up this zigzag shaped aisles, and each aisle had a conveyor belt on it, or like sort of a crane system. So you could put your basket on that and then just zigzag across the aisles and just have the bag on the conveyor belt.
So it like travels alongside with you.
Yeah, it travels alongside with you. You don't have to hold it.
And you've got to just quickly fill it. Oh no, I forgot tuna. You run back.
I think you probably control the speed. But that obviously didn't work out because that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So he invented the shopping trolley, but it was not a smash hit. No one used the shopping trolleys. And the main reasons for that was because apparently men found it emasculating.
Oh yeah, every time.
Because it was like pushing a stroller.
Oh my God.
And also it was like, what, you think I can't carry this little basket? Oh, like, it's a little basket.
I just carry it on my person.
Yeah, I'll carry three baskets if I need to, all right? I don't need wheels to do my lifting. So no one used it, and women also didn't like it because it reminded them again of pushing a stroller, and they were like, I've done too much of this. I'm going to carry my awful big basket. So didn't use them.
Hang on. So at this point in history, they've made an invention, and everyone's like, we don't like it.
Yep. And this is the 50s-ish, I reckon, as well.
So, but if you invent something and you put it out there and people are like, we really don't like this, and I'm guessing what happened next is like, you're wrong.
Well,
you do like this.
The next phase of Goldman's devious plan was what I think a stroke of genius is in his stores, because he was the only store that had shopping trolleys. He hired attractive people to push trolleys around and do shopping. So he basically hired models to do their shopping using shopping trolleys, and then people saw hot people using them, be like, huh, I guess it ain't so bad.
They look hot when they're doing that.
Yes.
I could look hot.
So like the men would see big burly men, I assume, or attractive men, being like, hey, he's pushing a trolley. He doesn't look like a big wuss. He looks like a normal man.
I love that.
He looks tough. Maybe I'm tough if I use a shopping trolley.
So weird, when I came in here yesterday, that same guy was shopping here.
Oh. Why am I here 2 days in a row? It's to look at that man.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. He looks
great.
See if
I can get a sneak peek at this guy again. But yeah, after that, became a smash hit. And
it really worked.
It worked. Yeah, it became fashionable because hot people were doing it. Wow. So everyone was like, yeah, I'll do it too. And then within like a few years, there was a – so basically he manufactured them as well, the shopping trolleys. And he, by the end of the –
that makes more sense.
In really not much time at all, he had a 7-year wait list for any shopping trolleys for other stores because all the other stores came up to him and wanted the trolleys.
7 years.
7-year wait list for trolleys.
That's good.
Yeah, made $1 million. Probably more. I meant $1 million is like an exaggeration, but he probably made way more than $1 million. He made heaps of money.
Yeah.
Great work, old man.
Mm.
That whole hiring actors to do that,
yeah.
I wish, you know when they invented those electrics, you know when they brought in the electric scooters in the city?
Oh, like the Lime ones or whatever.
Yeah,
where
every
like
time I'd
pay,
see them,
yeah.
I'd be like, that looks really convenient, but it also is very embarrassing. And then I was like, oh my God, how do I become an actor for Lime?
Yeah. Yeah.
Surely they need to hire some people.
Fine.
I'm not hot enough.
I'm a hottie. I'm a tastemaker. Pay me to ride your scooters.
Yeah, like a Lime influencer. Mm. But so that was like real life influencing back in the 50s or 60s.
Yeah. I think that's the most real, like direct influencing that you can get.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there anything that you're like, besides the Lime scooters, that you're like too embarrassed to do that would improve your life? Because I reckon rollerblading looks fun. And there's just no, I think. One, I'd be very bad at it. I've rollerbladed before. And two, as I would look ridiculous because I don't know. I think I'm just a big boy on two big wheels and doesn't. No, it's not two big wheels.
I think
wheels,
you absolutely nail the look, I reckon.
You reckon?
I also think that it's hard.
Mm.
I just wouldn't do it because I'm going to fall over.
I think it's becoming cool, though. I think I've seen like young, cool people slowly.
Ooh, you think you're one of those?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Do you think that rollerblade Incorporated have hired these hot people to
potentially
roll in your area?
Maybe I think I'm seeing roller skates actually, not blades. The four wheel one, not a line of wheels.
Oh yeah, roller skates are really popular.
Yeah,
I have always thought about riding the scooter everywhere.
Yeah,
I just because I can ride a scooter, they fold up so small.
Mm.
It is really really convenient.
Like Hansel from
Zoolander.
Zoolander, yeah.
And I have vocalized that before, where I'm like, should I just bite the bullet and buy a scooter because I get everywhere more quickly. I don't have to park a bike anywhere. I could literally just put it in a backpack and move it around. And then I was out in public and I saw someone riding a scooter.
And it wasn't good?
It looked awful.
It's like the opposite. Were they ugly? I bet that's what it was.
It's big bike sending out little scooter people.
Yeah, it's like propaganda against scooters. Yeah.
I think that the only one thing that I can think of is those neck pillows on planes.
Oh, see, I love that. I don't care.
But I think they look so ridiculous. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But if I saw some young hot people.
Some young hotties.
I felt like I was missing out.
Yeah. Mm. I haven't been on a plane in a while, but those neck pillows never really worked on me. I'm not sure if I've been using them wrong or everyone uses them wrong, but because it's got the gap. So it's a horseshoe shape, right?
Yes.
And you put the horseshoe around your neck. And I guess the method is you lean on your side of your shoulder or on sort of back. But I always, when I fall asleep, I sleep like my chin goes forward. And so there's nothing there. There's no cushion for me. So it sort of doesn't work for me. But last time I was on a plane, flipped it around. So I had, it was like almost like a neck brace.
Yeah, and you're leaning forward onto it.
Yeah,
that's the better way to use them.
That must be how they were invented, right? Because otherwise it makes no sense.
I've been thinking, because I always lean back, but even if you lean back, then you've got this massive, thick pad that you actually can't rock your head back and lean on the back of the headrest.
Makes no
properly.
Sense.
But I was on a plane once, and I flipped it around to do it normal, well, I think the correct style, and the air hostess came out, smiled at me, and just twisted it around on my neck.
That's so embarrassing. Oh my God.
Sorry, like, you're using it incorrectly.
Yeah.
She wakes you up. I know you look comfortable, but you'd be more comfortable.
Hey, get up. Yeah, you look like an idiot.
She came up to me and just started smiling very kindly and twisting it around, and I just was like, well, I now can't put it back the other way because she'll do it again.
Oh, absolutely so can. No, she wouldn't do it again, surely.
She has overstepped there, but it does show the caliber of people she's used to dealing with.
Yeah.
The things that she must see.
Yeah, people just like...
That's not how that works.
Well, what else could you get that wrong in a plane? It's just sitting down.
I was in an airport and I saw this neck pillow, and instead of being that weird horseshoe shape where it looks like bubble letter for the letter U, it was... It just looked like a non-bolded letter U from the top, and all the padding was like vertical instead of wide. So you were really, really supported.
So it was like a neck brace.
Yeah,
like
it was like a neck brace, but really cushiony. And I remember putting it on and trying it on in the shop and being like, whoa, that's so comfortable. And you could also clip it up. So it was a full neck brace. And it didn't matter which way you went.
Go full circle.
And at the time, I remember being like, I'm not paying $50 for a pillow. And I never stopped thinking about it. Every single time I went on the other side, I have not seen those pillows anywhere since.
Damn.
If you know of a $50, probably inflation's probably killed them.
Yeah, but it'd be $57 now.
God. Damn. Every time I think about pillows, I think about that one I tried on at the airport. I always regret not buying stuff.
Could you make one? How hard is it to make a neck brace? Just use a neck brace.
I'll just use a neck brace.
Yeah, that's
right.
Good because no one's going to touch it.
Yeah, the steward's not coming up to turn the neck brace.
Can you imagine? So it goes up and it keeps on turning it. It's like, hey, what's going on here? They're like, ow, 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 stop.
I just get a neck brace made for someone bigger than me and stuff it with stuffing?
Why don't you use a normal neck brace? I think
because they're going to be quite rigid.
No, yeah, they're kind of spongy, aren't they?
If you get an extra, extra large, yeah, it's got a bit of room for the padding.
Yeah, and I line it with a bit of padding.
I feel but wouldn't it be too tall as well if it's extra, extra large?
Beans. Yes, okay.
Come up to your mouth.
You cut them in half and you got two.
Oh!
Oh, all right.
Got halfsies in a neck brace?
Exactly, yeah.
Mm, maybe you could do like get two extra large ones stacked on top of each other and put your whole head in there and then fill it with stuffing and then doesn't matter where you go. You're just fully comfy. Like your head is suspended.
Oh, it wouldn't matter how the air hostess turned it.
Yeah. Keep turning, baby. This thing goes all the way around.
Okay, going back to what I was mentioning earlier, what would you have done in my situation? Would you have lent into stealing the shopping trolleys to get a barbecue, or would you have gone to report? Or, I don't know, how could I tempt you to either side? How much do I have to award you? I think it was a $500 reward every month.
Well, what I think I would have done is I would have stolen shopping trolleys to get the prize, and I would have hidden places and then reported them myself. And then I could have complete, you know, I have the most entries. Oh. Go there every day, steal one shopping trolley a day, report it the next day while I'm getting another trolley. I mean, how many people are reporting you? You'd be there $500 every month, guaranteed.
Yes, but my suspicion, I don't want to be too negative on those types of competition is, like it says, like, you know, on the side of the Uber Eats bag, take a photo of your food. You could win a voucher. Is anyone winning those?
That's true,
like, is anyone winning the $500 trolley a month, or are they just saying that?
Yeah, but I know the guy making the barbecue.
Exactly. You're guaranteed a barbecue.
That's true, yeah.
We didn't steal enough. We didn't get the barbecue in the end.
Mm, but also, did you want a barbecue? If you could somehow convince, get the best of both worlds, and the barbecue guy gives you $500.
Oh, yeah.
I'd rather that than a barbecue made
of
trolley.
So the barbecue guy gives us a profit from one barbecue.
Yeah.
How many people were getting this barbecue? Like, how many there were you to steal the tent? Like, what was the team? How many people?
Four.
How are you going to share?
Three.
How are you going to share a barbecue between three people?
Mm, were you living together?
No.
Right. So it's just sort of like Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, I get the barbecue.
Yeah. Oh, I was just, look, honestly, I just would have gone over to my friend's house more and been like, it's barbecue time.
Well, I just rocked up, be like, my barbecue
I would have warned them. Yeah. I would have been like, I'm bringing the sausages.
Yeah, but fortunately,
fill in the gap.
As discussed, the barbecue's portable. It's on wheels.
It is on wheels.
Wait, was it? I missed that. Oh, wait, because it's a trolley.
So you get to wheel it around to anywhere you want to go.
Was it on wheels?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense.
Every trolley gets you three good wheels.
Oh, yeah, true, yeah. With the trolleys you were stealing, were they the guarded ones, the one with the magnet?
Yeah.
Okay, so you had to...
We weren't fussy.
So you just got them wherever. Yeah, right. Were you like seeking out, because you weren't stealing them from the source, were you? You were stealing them from the streets.
If they were on the streets.
Fair game.
Yeah.
Yeah, rehoming.
We weren't stealing. We were just stealing.
Yeah, whatever you tell yourself, that's fine. Have you seen the shopping trolleys that are like now just plastic?
Oh, are they so the Target ones?
Yeah, maybe. I don't
know. Do they want awards?
For what? What? What award?
The trolley award.
The shoppies.
It was some sort of design award because those ones, they're made entirely of recycled plastic. Are they? Yeah, and God. I don't know.
How good are big corporations?
But all the pieces are individually repairable, so they're a lot easier to fix. The only metal parts on the machines are the wheel casters, and every other bit you can just take off and replace it.
It's like modular.
Yeah.
How hard was it to fix a regular shopping trolley.
Well, they had to have a technician who had his own shed.
On the shed.
Oh, that's taking away work from good
yeah,
people.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. That's classic big business, isn't
but you
it?
You look at the edges of a trolley, it's all like welded together and it's a lot of effort to take one of those apart.
That's yeah. true, but it's also made of metal.
Yeah.
So maybe less breakage, right?
Yeah, and the plastic one, terrible barbecue.
Yeah, that's well, that must have been why they made them. It's so not desirable, right? No one wants a big plastic trolley. Yeah. It's got the wrong vibe.
It's lighter as well.
Yeah.
It'll be cheaper, lighter.
Yeah.
If a little bit breaks, you can repair it really, really quickly.
Yeah. I don't know.
The magic's gone.
The magic's gone.
Are you trolley users when you're at the supermarket?
I've
never bought that much in my life.
I bring the green bags and just use the green bags as a basket.
Oh, great. I like doing that too. But sometimes people look at you like you're stealing. You're
yeah,
like,
well,
I
also do steal quite a bit. So.
Fantastic. Well, there you go.
I use my little tote bag to put things in. And then I just, take them out at the cash register. Or I don't.
Wait, the cash register, you use like the, do you self-serve?
Self-serve. Okay. They've started doing evil things to stop stealing.
What?
Getting computers that, like, as
they've had computers for a while.
No, but as you're putting something down, it'll guess what food it is.
Oh, yeah, it rats you out now.
Yeah, it's much more accurate now.
Yeah. And, yeah, don't spend money on technology. Just hire people again.
I line up at the person every time.
Do you really?
I hate the electronic one.
How does it go? I feel like I haven't done that in years.
Love it.
Yeah?
You put them on, you put it there, they're a professional.
Yeah.
You know, you give them the bag, you give them your food, they put it in, love that. You have the little conversation. How's your day? Oh, great. How's the weather out there? Oop, still raining.
Yeah. Anyway. Classic Melbourne, four seasons in one day.
Yeah. You got a membership card? Yep.
How's your weekend? What?
That's all you get, but I hate the unexpected item in bagging area.
Yeah.
I hate that the alarm goes off and then you got to get the person coming over to swipe and they look at you like you're an idiot. You're like, I didn't do anything.
Yeah, these machines stink.
They suck. So, yeah, I much prefer going to the person. It's worth the lining up, in my opinion.
Yeah. Do you know the self-serves? Like, there's a webcam sort of style camera on them and they just film you the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it just films you.
Yeah, I don't
it's
like
so weird. Like, I know, I guess... Like, it's not that much worse than just regular CCTV because, I mean, you're being filmed the whole time you're there.
The angle's much worse.
But the angle is worse. Yeah. You're double chinning it and it's like just right in your face.
Yeah.
It was very invasive. Got to get rid of that, I think.
I do not like that. But I don't like the having to, if you need a trolley at the supermarket, having to find a $2 coin to.
Do they still do that?
Check it out. They're still doing that.
That's fucked up.
Who's that? You know, got cash on them.
Yeah. I remember I was buying drinks for a party and I was going to spend like. And a couple hundred bucks on like some slabs and stuff, but I had to just carry it because I didn't have a $2 coin. It felt so like, guy, I'm giving this store like 300 bucks.
Give the man some
shout
dignity.
It's your coin. You get it back. Just shout me.
You'll get it back.
Yeah. Oh my God. It was ridiculous. They also have like, it was a Dan's and they have that like that point system, like the membership.
Oh, yeah.
But they sort of similar to that prize thing you're talking about before. Like there's no, you don't actually get points for that. Like, you get cheaper deals, and then they put you into a raffle to maybe win a holiday.
Oh, right.
And I've just never heard anything about that ever.
And who wins the holiday?
No one.
Mr. Daniel Murphy.
They don't even know, like, well, I don't even know what the holiday is. They don't tell you.
It just says a holiday.
Just win a holiday.
Chance to win a holiday.
Yeah, maybe one gets done every month. I don't know.
Oh,
it's a big scam. The holiday is to Adelaide by rail. Well, on that note, I've been Hayden.
I've been Cass.
And I've been Dave.
Dave, do go on. A fantastic podcast about all sorts of stuff.
Thank you. It's a history extravaganza.
Yeah, history profiles, maybe.
Yeah,
you know, you do like a biography of people.
Yeah, we do biographies of famous people like, you know, Frida Kahlo,
mm-hmm.
David Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The two people.
Need I go on? Probably a couple of hundred people.
Yeah. You've also got a whole like Patreon sort of network, I guess. The Digger On Network.
Yeah, that's
Phrasing
right.
A
lot of good
the
shows.
Bar.
A lot of good shows on that one.
That's right. Phrasing the Bar is our monthly Patreon-only show where we've gone through, so far, the first, I think, 30 Brendan Fraser movies in order.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I didn't realize he had that many.
Yeah. Real. I think we're closing in. I think he's probably done about 45-ish.
Okay.
So we're over the halfway mark, and we've definitely...
When he says once a month?
Yeah, once a month.
Okay, so you still got a little while to go.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But He's peaked in terms of his stardom.
Oh, yep, sure.
We're over.
So you're post-Mummy, post-George of the Jungle.
Yeah, absolutely.
What's he doing now? What are you up to? What's the next movie to review?
We've recently done Journey to the Center of the Earth. And that was like another little peak.
That was okay. I remember seeing that.
That was good fun, though. Very obviously a film for 3D.
Yeah, like, a lot of stuff flying towards the camera.
Yeah, exactly. Someone just opens the tape measure for no reason at the camera. Someone's got a yo-yo. You're like, I see where this is going. Yeah, so a lot of 3D stuff. But what is the next one, which probably will be out by the time this comes out, is The Mummy 3.
I forgot they made a third one.
Yes, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor.
We're bringing dragons into it.
Yes, and Rachel Weisz didn't come back.
Oh. Right. So his wife. Wasn't it like a decent while after as well?
Or yes, was it quite a few years later.
Yeah.
I think Jet Li's the bad guy. So mm-hmm. Yeah, he's another quality actor. But,
good cast, yeah.
But Rachel Weisz was not there. So, and I remember I haven't actually watched it yet for the new episode, but I saw it at the cinema at the time because I was a big Mummy fan.
Yeah.
And like.
A mummy's boy.
Yeah.
You're a mummy's boy.
And then, yeah, this new actor is playing his wife. You're like, who the hell is that?
Yeah, right. Wait, they just replaced her just straight up.
Oh. Yeah, they replaced her. And Rachel Weisz, that's a very difficult actress to replace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they get close?
I'm afraid not. I don't want to throw shade on this poor person, but that's a tough act to follow.
Yeah.
You can't follow it either.
No.
Because even if you do a perfect impression, you are playing Rachel Weisz.
Yeah, they could have just, I reckon, written her out.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, like, have his wife die or something and make it a sad motivation. Like,
oh,
you know?
Sadly, Evie died 2 years ago today.
Yeah, and now I've got a new wife who sort of looks like her, but not really. Just a one liner in the narration. Easy. Yeah, no. Done. Well, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks everyone.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.